Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet. Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm here with Steve Olscher and Richard Ote.
Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Okay, so today on Soulful Sunday,
yes,
I want to ask you, okay, so you know I'm Catholic and...
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
When?
Cradle-born. Cradle Catholic. So our big thing is trying to be good people to get into heaven because it's not a guaranteed slot.
Yes.
All right. And we can't take...
And we're not debating on whether or not there's a heaven or like a heaven at all, right? We're not going to go down that path.
Nope,
right?
We're not okay. Going to do that.
Okay, good. Yes.
So we can't take anything worldly with us.
True.
Even if somebody puts something in your casket, your soul's already gone.
My wife can vouch for that. It's still there.
Yeah, right.
Yes. When they have to go back in and do things later, it's still there. Yes.
Right. So with that said, what are you doing in your life today, attitudinally, helping others, and also taking care of family, seeing friends, working, making money, paying bills, and all that, balancing that with a focus on what you're doing with your life on a daily basis that is going to matter in heaven? Because how much money you made didn't matter, won't matter up there.
Did you start thinking about this because of like what's going on with the flood situation, or why
no.
did you start? I'm just curious,
okay,
like
so
what was
I'll
the impetus for for thinking about this? You're grabbing notes. Oh, you're reading a book called Imagine Heaven. That would do it right there.
A
book
so
titled
this
Imagine
guy,
Heaven. Look at all the like. My God, it's like there's
I could
markings
not put this
throughout
book down.
Whole book. My God.
So there are a couple of people and places and whatever that focused on people having near-death experiences and then just taking their interviews and realizing the similarities of how God made us in the likeness of his image. So we're nothing like him, but it's in his likeness. He made earth in the likeness of heaven's image. So it's way more brilliant and amazing than the earth we have here. So anyway, Jesus came on the planet to bring love. So we're supposed to love our neighbors as we love ourselves so we can love God. So what are those things that we do, like forgiving others? Really tough for a couple people in my life to love them the way God loves me, right? Especially when somebody doesn't, you know, someone does something mean to you or betrays you. We all have had experiences like that.
For sure.
But we're called to love that person and see him in the eyes of Jesus. So that's a big part of it. When these NDEers, near-death experiencers, came back, when they were there, evidently there are all these books in heaven and you have your own book. And they do a life review of your life, and what you would, right?
Can we access these books at all and like kind of?
It's
make
in your
some
conscience.
Disappear.
It's in there.
Oh damn!
So many of them said the same thing. What I thought was significant in God's eyes in the book was not significant. They showed little simple things like maybe opening the door for someone, or just kindness that you didn't even remember after you did it. Those were the big deals in heaven.
Is this like a one-for-one thing, though? So, like, if I open the door for somebody, does that cross off, like, one of the things on the...
No.
No?
It helps.
I think of it as, like, Facebook ad strategy.
Ah.
It's just like you're building a bank of goodwill, right? And you're building a bank of goodwill by just doing good things and saying good things and putting good things out there. And then occasionally when you have an ad that might tick someone off and they're like, hide more of this or show less of this.
Yeah.
If you've built that bank of goodwill, Facebook doesn't care as much. I think there now, I'm not trying to make light of what you're talking about. I'm just like, I do think there's energetically some sort of bank of goodwill, whether some people may call it karma, some people just call it cause and effect. You know, you do that, you get that, right? Like, different people call it different stuff, but
Yeah.
You know, so, you've heard me a million times say, I just think it's energy. So,
your question is,
consider it. What are you doing with your life that would matter in heaven? Mm. You still have to do things in life to survive.
You threw us a loop though right before the question. You said all the things I thought would have mattered didn't matter.
Mm.
So I mean, like, so you threw a twist right before the question.
Well, okay, so I meant on the lines of, oh, the house that I have my kids, they're being raised in, you know, where I live, what I'm trying to do for work. Those things
oh,
are...
Oh, gotcha.
It's your heart. Like, so Jesus is one main theme. He said to Saul, before he became Paul, why do you persecute me? Saul's like, I'm not touching you. I'm trying to kill all these other people.
Mm.
He goes, when you kill them, you're killing me. You persecute them, you persecute me. And that changed him to be St. Paul. They need a conversion. So whatever I'm still struggling with forgiving Billy. Really struggling because it never ends. It's constant. So how to
is
forgive
that Billy Carter? Yeah, who we
no, my
about?
Ex-husband.
Ah, got it.
Forgiving and loving him when every day he does something to hurt me. Every single day.
Still.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Still. So that is a big thing for me. So I think I'm going to get some points for trying.
Mm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But putting it in my consciousness. And I think it also goes in line with stay calm, be kind, have patience, all good. Because staying calm stops you in your tracks from doing something that when you are doing your life review and Jesus is like, you see that?
Well, I think I can answer your question then.
Okay.
So according to what you've said and those little asterisks that went along with it, I think I'm flying straight on up there. Because I'm not focusing on the houses and the this and the that.
Right.
If I'm late somewhere or this or that, it's because I'm holding doors open and helping the neighbor and going across the street and taking out
that
Garnett's
great
trash for her.
Feed the poor,
and doing all yeah,
naked.
I'm helping the lady that can't barely move, but she still is doing like 10 piano lessons a day.
Mm-hmm.
I go take her trash. You know, little teeny things. So, yeah. Woohoo! According
all
to
right.
that book, I'm flying straight up.
All yeah, right. Because the only thing Richie we can take in. With us is our soul. That's the only thing that goes with us. That's the only our conscience is what is telling us how pure and clean our soul is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so
you don't buy any of this.
Well, look, no,
I just say have the houses and stuff while you're here. Do both
exactly.
Yes.
Right?
Don't sacrifice one because of the other.
Exactly. And let me just say this, which is, I don't know. I can't say that there is or there isn't this book that's kept. I can't say if there is or there isn't a heaven or a hell. I can't say if there is or there isn't a conversation that took place between Jesus and Paul and Saul. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know that these things, it could just be stories that people have been telling over. I don't know, right?
Well,
no matter what, they're stories.
They are stories. They're parables.
No matter what
they're
stories.
Yeah.
It's just whether they're metaphors or
yes.
literal or a mix.
Yeah. I don't know if everything goes black and that's it and you're done when your lights literally get turned off. I don't know. But I do wonder, like, can you think about the number? Like, here's the thing that I always wonder about is, like, the van in... Right. So there was a van with a family of six that got swept away by the waters and the whole family drowned in this awful hurricane situation that took place in Texas. And so if there is a God, how does something like that happen? Right. Like, I don't get it. I don't know. I don't.
So there is no growth, and growth means getting closer to God without struggle and strife. So that I can't speak to, but every single person who experienced a near death, like literally like drowning,
mm-hmm.
They're clinically dead.
Yeah.
And they come back with these stories. None of them wanted to leave heaven.
Yeah.
So I know how hard it is, and I don't ever want to lose my children or close anyone.
Yeah.
But we've got to have some faith.
Mm-hmm.
That heaven is more glorious than earth. And there was one NDEer that kept going on, like kept dying on the operating table. Mm. And when they would revive him, he would scream, "Don't let me go down there again.
Don't let me go down there
and
again."
And freaked out the surgeon, because he's like three or four times he was resuscitated and he'd come back terrified.
Whoa.
And so he evidently comments like, "I am walking the straight and narrow."
Yeah, that'll do it for you right there.
So I read this stuff. I read, you know, I listen to at church.
Mm-hmm.
Read Revelation. Evidently, Revelation is very much like what they're describing. They're describing what has already been prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, I'm going to really try to get over certain things that, you know, instead of like, I'm not going to forgive them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to love, because that's why Jesus is here, the new covenant, to love one another as you love yourself, the way I love you and God loves you. Because if you can't love someone you can see in the flesh, you're not going to be able to love someone you have not seen, God.
True.
Well, it's kind of like tithing too, right? Good luck tithing on $1 million if you couldn't do it on 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
I can't see someone that couldn't write $1,000 check out of 10 grand writing $100,000 check out of $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you could. Oh, I got $1 million. I got more to write. Yeah, yeah, it's not quite
but
like
it won't
that.
Happen. No. Yeah. Interesting, Mary Goulet.
Can we do 5%?
Alone to God.
All right. Well, yeah, right. Just something to think about. What are you doing with your life today to make a difference when we're no longer here? All right. Thanks for listening to Soulful Sunday.
Just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say. If you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing, the easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.